This is the Business Elite Brevard Edition Podcast. Grab a pen, grab a paper, and get settled in, because here's another rockstar episode featuring the biggest movers, shakers, and industry leaders from the Space Coast of Florida.
And with that, welcome. Hey, it is a Thursday morning, and I am super privileged to have sitting across from me a very special guest. Before we get into that, once again, what we do and why we do it here on the Business Elite Brevard Edition podcast. Why is it Brevard Edition? Because there's going to be other editions. We're going to go county by county finding different people to present in a very professional and classy manner on the Business Elite podcast. So if you're interested in maybe hosting a podcast in your local area and you would like to know how to start, just let me know. My name is Jesse Hall. Once again, your host for Business Elite Brevard Edition. And we bring to you people, again, who are making waves in their industries, people who are leading the efforts of their industries. Maybe they've wrote a book, maybe they've been on radio, been on TV, or just been successful for many, many years, and we want to showcase what makes them get going, what inspires them, how do they find motivation, and more importantly, what they see for the future of our community and the community around you and where you're at. So with that being said, oh my goodness, I have such a rock star at my table. I can't believe she's agreed to do this with me. Susan Cummins, the current executive director of the HBCA of Brevard. That's the Home Builders Contractors Association of Brevard. And it's been a busy week for this girl. So for her to even sit down with me today is pretty huge, I must add. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited to have you with us today. So say hello to everybody, Susanna.
Good morning, Brevard.
Oh, what a great voice. See, she's got that motivation. She's got that spirit. And I think what you have to share with us is going to be very, very powerful. Now, as always, I like to start with who you are, where you're from. So real quick, tell me about some of your family and where you grew up and how long you've been in Brevard.
Okay. Originally, I am from West Virginia.
Okay.
So I'm a country girl.
Yeah.
From the mountains.
Shenandoah Valley.
Went to New York, met my husband that I've been married over 30 years to.
Wow.
We have three beautiful grown children that we're very proud of. Moved to Brevard County.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll date myself a little bit, but that's okay. I'm not afraid of that.
Don't be afraid of that.
The first launch after the Challenger accident.
Oh.
So that's how long we've been in Brevard. We took a brief hiatus for about 10, 11 years, moved to Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County.
Yes, Duval.
Yes. Lived up there in the south end of Duval, and then moved back. So kind of a full circle back here to Brevard County.
Gotcha.
Worked out at the Space Center for a little while. Went home, did some help finish raising my children and that type of thing.
Now, when you say back home, that means in more of a...
Here. And I feel like this is now my home.
Oh, good.
We've
okay.
been here for, you know, almost 30 years now. So,
well, you're long-time residents.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, the Challenger. Yeah, I remember I was at a school desk, so that ages myself as well. But you've been down here 30 years, and in that time, have you always been affiliated with in the capacity that you're doing now, either as an executive director or in some kind of construction or home building position?
The last half, when I moved back to Brevard County, I worked for another nonprofit.
Okay.
And that was United Way. And
gotcha.
So worked and did resource development for them. So I was out in the community raising funds to support the much needed areas that need that financial support here in Brevard County.
So I didn't know HBCA was a nonprofit. Tell us more about that.
Right.
They got nonprofit status?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So the Home Builders and Contractors Association has been in Brevard County since 59. They changed their name back in 1980 and mm-hmm. included the construction piece in it, contractor piece in it.
I see.
So we are a member-driven
mm-hmm.
Association dedicated to quality, affordable home ownership. The HBCA is one of 23 building associations in the state of Florida.
Wow. Okay.
So we all have our own little territory.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we here and we're all of Brevard.
Right.
The 72 miles of Brevard County.
Yes. Glorious Brevard County.
And membership through the association is a 3-in-1 membership, just like many others, like the Realtor Association. So not only are you a member here locally, but you're also a member of the Florida Home Builders Association.
Gotcha.
And also the National Association of Home Builders.
Gotcha. Okay. So and that's the NHB.
NAHB and the FHBA.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And that's similar with most industries. You know, you have a local position,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have the state level or regional level. And then, of course, a national level where, you know, the headquarters helps with pretty much doing larger scope macro type missions and support systems. So, yeah, I get that as well. I pay into my own association for those type of things with my other career. Mm-hmm. So, were you always into contract, like, home building industry?
No.
Or did you just...
Actually, my prior experience in the building industry, mm-hmm. I owned a couple of houses.
Okay.
So, I've had a lot of...
That qualifies you.
I've had experience, again,
right.
You know, working on the executive level, you know.
Yeah. So it's more of a transition from the same position from one area to another. So how do they recruit you?
Well, it was interesting. One of the board members on United Way
uh-huh.
was the current president of the Home Builders.
Oh, so funny.
And I was like, yeah, you're looking for a challenging job?
Right.
I was like, oh, maybe. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so that's how I was recruited in. So, it's, you know, it's one of those things you kind of know somebody. So
It was
a huge challenge moving over, coming in and trying to make some positive changes mm-hmm. to the association and so that it would continue to grow. Because, as you know, the turn in the market back in 2008.
Oh, we all recall that, yes.
Had a big effect on the building industries and specifically the residential side of it.
Sure.
So
it came to a standstill.
So the association, you know, it's taken a while for it to come back. And everybody build their confidence. You know, the building, the builders, the contractors, suppliers, and everything. So, you know, it was all affected.
Well, let's talk about that. Was it because of the public's perception of home builders? And, you know, well, I mean, because I know a lot of people blamed everybody. And even though if you watch the movie The Big Short, and if you follow, you know, real estate, you know, and how it happened, it seemed like there was a lot of parties that were all doing things from the mortgage banks to the appraisers to, you know, I don't want to say agents. I don't think, you know, as agents can handle the market and be responsible for that. But I do see how the public's perception, if they don't know, they just want to, you know, carpet mm-hmm. blanket everybody, just put them all under one big rug. And to say, well, you know what, you all need to be squished, you know, and it was like everybody was to blame because that's our industry. Do you think it's because of the public's perception of the industry that the membership constricted? And is it maybe because now that...
I believe the membership, because again, we're member-driven. Our membership range, anybody can be a member of our association, whether you're a builder, mortgage, insurance, title.
Exactly.
We have lawyers. I mean, it runs a gamut. As long as you touch home ownership, you can be a member of our association. So I believe unfortunately, a lot of people, if your business has dropped to half or below, right. And there's things that, you know, you're sitting down and you're looking at your budget and, you know, your stack of bills that you have to pay, something's got to go. So okay. That was a big part of our membership dropping.
They just saw, because of the crash, because of the standstill in the construction industry, there was just no way to participate in a membership-driven mm-hmm. association, like you mentioned, because it stopped being relevant. It's like, you know, if I'm not doing the business and I don't really need to be affiliated with an industry-specific association because I'm not really doing a whole lot of that work anymore. So,
well, yes, and again, the crash, you know, people lost their – they had to close their doors. There were some people that had to close their doors or went bankrupt.
Yeah,
and
some
it took them a while. It took them years to grow their businesses back.
And there's examples here locally where – one name vanished and another name came through the ashes, you know, so we'll use that, you know, Phoenix Rising kind of mm-hmm. Analogy, because there were some like big build. I mean, there were some big projects abandoned. You can still see remnants mm-hmm. of where they laid the roads, they laid the utilities, and it's like a ghost town. It's like everything's there except mm-hmm. the homes that were supposed to go up, and they vanished yeah. or they went bankrupt. And a lot of them maybe took money that wasn't theirs, you know, maybe down payments and stuff. Right.
But the positive thing is
right.
we are definitely in an upturn. I mean, as you ride around Brevard County.
Yes.
You see all of the, not just the residential, but also the commercial construction is doing very well, which is a positive note.
It's always exciting to see a skyline. Mm. You know, getting built. And when you see a crane, a heavy-duty crane downtown Melbourne,
that's
huge. It's very yeah. exciting, especially when you go to South Florida and the Palm Beaches, you know, all along the beach, just monster condos going up, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it continues to Florida and Miami. And I, you know, you scan the skyline and you must count 40 to 50 cranes at mm-hmm. one time up in those areas. Now, granted, we're not as big as those, but it's still exciting to see at least yeah. one crane,
yes, yes.
you know, continuing to build and replace an older building that was, let's just say, had its heyday mm-hmm. and seen the glory days. And now I think it was condemned and it was just unlivable and they couldn't really do anything with it. So we're actually getting like a nice hotel apartments in that area. And that's not the only place that we're getting some housing. Lots of single homes.
Correct.
Lennar is in town. D.R. Horton is in town. And those are just some of the bigger national brands.
Holiday Builders.
Holiday, yes.
Vieira.
Well, Vieira's, they're local. And I really want to get into Vieira Builders because I think they're doing a magical thing, especially with their planned urban development, that PUD that they've got going on, where it's very, very orchestrated. Like, they're not making any mistakes. It's, like, very deliberate where things go, how much of a density mm-hmm. they're doing, and it's pretty exciting. Because there are places in Brevard County where, you know, that's kind of lacking. You know, there's builders doing scatter lots, just kind of building anywhere they can as far as, and not that they can, I should rephrase that, because people own their own lots.
Correct.
There's some builders that build on your lot. There's some builders that build subdivisions and only build in those subdivisions. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different products out there, and we're going to get into that as well. But more importantly, what would you say is the biggest contribution that HBCA does to the public or just the community in general in Brevard County?
Bringing industry experts together. Helping them to grow their sphere of influence, because
okay.
we all like to do business with people we know, like, and trust.
That's the truth.
And being that source, so that's for our members,
right.
is having that networking, that advocacy, that educational piece.
Right.
For the community, being that that phone call or website that you go to look for referrals,
mm-hmm.
To ask questions. We don't know it all, but we can refer you to the experts in the community that
sure.
can answer those questions. And if they can't do it, they can help you find someone who can help you create that backyard oasis, or, you know, update.
Yes, the remodeling.
The remodeling aspect, or, you know, say you have a seller that is trying to sell his home and needs to do a few little upgrades before they put it on the market, that type of thing. And then you have your buyers that want new construction. So we can guide the consumers within the community beyond Brevard, because, you know, our community is a mixed community with the individuals from the north that come down, as we refer them as the snowbirds.
Yes,
they come down here, our seasonal friends, yes, and they come down here and, you know, they help our economy, and they buy up a lot of properties. You ride up and down the beach side and you see all of the hurricane shutters pulled.
In some
some high-rise buildings, there's more closed than there are open. So,
you know, I sometimes wonder if those buildings are entirely owned by the snowbirds. Like, this is a snowbird building. Like,
sometimes it looks that way, doesn't it?
But, yeah.
Yes, but we're here to help support the community in finding that dream home, or that remodel project, or, you know, anything relating to the residential side of home ownership.
So is the HBCA of Brevard a... I mean, can the public just walk in and be like, I need a contractor to do my roof or pool?
They can come. We are located on O'Galley Boulevard, 1500 West O'Galley Boulevard. Usually there's someone in the office. We're an office of 2.5, so it's a small little office.
Right.
We do a lot, but we wear many hats just like everyone else.
Sure.
But, yes, they can come in, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them and direct them. And, you know, again, we give referrals. It's up to the consumer to go out and choose who's best for them for their project.
Yeah, you got to interview people.
Yes, of course. And so, yes, they can do it that way, or they can go to our website, hbca-brevard.org, and there's a directory there that we update weekly with new members that we get.
Very cool.
So they can go there and find contact information of people. You know, if you're looking for lighting, looking for windows.
Sure.
If you're, you know, of course, the regular roofers, plumbers, electricians. We have over 50 builder members, of our association here in Brevard County. So all of that information is listed right there.
So there you go. They have a website.
Correct.
And we're going to explore that website, because there's a lot going on that people need to maybe, you know, if they're really serious about building a home, remodeling a home, or finding that contractor. And there's all kinds of things that you as a association put on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to that after these messages. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. More to come with Suzanne, HBCA of Brevard.
Lightning.
What's up, sunshine?
I am so excited about our new show.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are we going to talk about? Real estate?
Of course.
How to get a mortgage?
Yep, for first-timers and experienced owners.
What about the best place to get a drink on the beach?
Lightning, come on. Who would know better than us?
All right, I dig it. Plus, I know we're going to bring in tons of great local guests, tell jokes, and talk about some of the hottest listings to hit the market.
Oh my God, I can't wait. Sunshine and Lightning over Brevard will have new shows every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming live from the beautiful Space Coast Podcast Studios.
And make sure you like our Facebook page, Sunshine and Lightning, Exit First Class Realty, and subscribe the Space Coast Podcast to make sure you don't miss out on any of our new shows.
Dig it.
All right. Boom.
Are you ready to explore the world? Travel to exotic locations and live your best life with Anytime Travel Solutions. Anytime Travel Solutions are your worldwide, unbiased concierge with access to real inventory of hotels, cruises, railroads, tours, and all of the best excursions. Anytime Travel Solutions realizes how fun it is to plan your own vacations, so we have the option to search vacations and book safely on our website, or you can visit us in our conveniently located offices in downtown Melbourne, Florida. Did you know travel is proven to benefit your health, both physically and mentally? We have 3 decades serving travelers and making dreams come true. So ask yourself, if not now, when? Call Ceci today to begin your adventure. Dial 321-779-4285 or visit anytimebookings.com. That's anytimebookings.com.
All right, and as we return, welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking around, guys. Suzanne, you having fun?
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for having me out this morning.
I know. It's so much fun to get in front of people, get to know them, and also share a little bit about each of our guests here on the Business Elite Brevard Edition podcast. Again, we bring in the who's who, the leaders, the movers and shakers, the industry influencers of our local community here on the Space Coast. And we just want to introduce them, have a conversation, and have you get to know perhaps somebody that can help you along your way. Maybe you're looking for a mentor. Maybe you're looking for inspiration. These are the reasons why the show exists, and I really hope you guys are enjoying the conversation so far. And again, it is timely. I will have some timely guests. In this case, I just really want to congratulate the HBCA for their Parade of Homes that is going on. I was available to do the sneak peek yesterday. There's a sneak peek today, and then it's open for the public starting Saturday through
24th.
The 24th.
Yes.
So we were put on a chartered bus. They really treat us agents really well, and it was sponsored by some amazing people. We had Shelly with Guaranteed Rate Mortgage.
Affinity Mortgage.
Yeah. And we had Tara.
Twin Rivers Insurance.
Twin Rivers Insurance. And we also had Amy with Heritage.
Heritage Title.
Mm-hmm. So these ladies, and they're members of the HBCA, by the way.
Correct.
So they took us around. And, you know, full disclosure, they served us some mimosa, which was kind of nice. But we started at the Chamber of Commerce in the Avenues.
Right.
The Cocoa Beach Chamber hosted us first.
Vieira Discovery Center hosted our breakfast yesterday and today for the second year in a row.
Right.
And it was at the
Cocoa Beach Chamber. Regional office.
Yes.
Right. And the Vieira Builders was there, and they were so sweet, so generous. They had so many sandwiches and donuts and coffee, and it was really
special. Shout out to Carmen over there at the Vieira Discovery Center. Thank you so much.
Her and her team were amazing.
Yes.
So thank you for that. So, yeah, Cocoa Beach Chamber for the space. Vieira Builders for the sponsored breakfast, which was delicious. And then they load us up on this big old charter bus, like the tour bus, really cool. And we started our day up in Titusville. So right away, we were scooped up to North Brevard County. And what is, I think, the biggest opportunity for first-time home buyers, somebody that is looking for maybe even to downsize or just get something more economy? I just feel like there's so much more value in the north part of the county than there is if you want to get either on the beach or centrally located, you know, near Melbourne area. I think there's a lot of opportunity. Yes. And every time I go up there, I can't believe that there's so much inventory of affordable homes. And it's very exciting. And we actually went to a home, luxurious home, by the way.
Right
on the river.
Homes by town.
Yes. So before I get into this, I want to give our listeners an idea of what the Parade of Homes is. And then I'll give my kind of, you know, what happened yesterday.
Okay.
How many homes is on the Parade of Homes? And if you're not chartered by a bus, what's the easiest way to go about and view them all?
Okay. So a little overview.
Let's do it. Macro.
So it's an annual.
Right.
Display of the best builders, showrooms, craftsmen that Brevard County has to offer.
There you go.
It is a self-guided tour.
Okay.
Except for the realtors. And yeah. That's the SamTram, the sales and marketing realtor bus tour that you're referring to, Jesse.
Yes.
That happened yesterday and today.
Right.
But the self-guided tour, we have, you can go onto our Parade of Homes Brevard website.
Mm-hmm.
Up there is a digital magazine that has all of the entries listed. And I say entries versus models because we have 27 we have 27 builder entries.
Wow.
And three showrooms this year. Three showrooms are also being featured in our Parade of Homes. So, again, that's why
amazing.
I say entries versus models because it's not just a builder model.
And
it's encompassing 18 of the local builders here in Brevard County. Again, from all the way from Titusville down to Palm Bay.
So how many entries again?
Total of 30.
30 entries.
Total of 30, but three of those 30 are
showrooms.
And then another three of the builder entries is a category we call virtual.
Oh.
So the virtual entries are they are planned homes, but they're not ready for foot traffic yet, is how I like to explain it. The homes are, again, the plans are laid out.
Uh-huh.
They've probably started. They just were not finished in time for the community to go and view them. But
that makes sense.
Builder wants people to know it could be a new model that they're going to be featuring. Mm-hmm. We have a new builder back here in Brevard. His name is Phil Keen Designs.
Oh.
And I know he's done some work also over with Christopher Burton over in Adelaide. So there's some connection. There's some connection there.
Right.
With Phil Keen. He's been over in the Orlando area. Now he's back over here in Brevard doing some properties. And that is a $3 million virtual that is in the parade. You can go to paradeofhomesbrevard.com website.
We got the right here. So let's pull it up. Now this is HBCA-Brevard.
Yeah, that's the .org. That's the HBCA website. And then if you go to Parade of Homes Brevard,
is there a link from HBCA?
I think if scroll back up.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the logo. Will it take you?
Well, it looks like something's there. So
there you are. That is our Parade of Homes website. And again, like it says at the top, there's a digital magazine. You can click on that. Or if you click the little square with the three things over here.
The little square?
Yeah, to top right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the hamburger.
And then do 2019 entries.
Okay. I'm going to do this on for our viewers.
Okay.
Let's see. So I'm just going to quickly just see if this will do it. Oh, look, I think it's going to work. Okay,
wonderful.
So what people are looking at, okay, you wanted me to go to this hamburger up here.
No, you're good. That's where
okay.
I want you to be.
That's where we want to be.
Yeah.
So, and
that is the Parade of Homes website.
Okay.
And we use this every year and upload. This year is the first time we've had our digital, the magazine digitally.
Cool.
Up on, so that for those people who want to use their phones, everything's right there in the palm of your hand. Or it's also going to be featured in the Florida Today newspaper. Space Coast Magazines has published our official Parade of Homes magazine,
and
which you can find.
Very nice.
It is extremely nice. And
yes.
You can find that in all of the models, or you can come by the HBCA office, and we can give you a couple as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on one of the good things about our website that I like to promote is we archive all of our past parades, at least since I've been at the HBCA, which is I've started my third year in August.
Very cool. Congratulations.
And so there, if you're interested in finding out who was in the parade the last year, the year before, that information is still available out there, because sometimes the builders, again, they may not have anything available, so they may miss one year.
Sure.
So, but they're still here in the community. Building here in the community. So if you click on 20, yes.
Entries are sponsors.
Entries. Let's look at the entries
okay.
before we go talk about our sponsors. So this gives you the map of where all of the entries, again, all of the entries are located.
Very cool.
And if you click on any of those.
Uh-huh.
It'll take you to like the page that's in the magazine, and it gives you all of the information.
This is so smart. I really like this.
So if you scroll down, I think it even if it's in MapQuest, because some
of these
communities, yes,
it's got some basic bullet points as far as the features and an address and directions you guys incorporated. It looks like a Google. Yeah, it is a Google map.
Yes.
And so this is easy.
Again,
this
in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
So all of the entries are listed. Now let's go to go back to the entry list and just show you real quick what that virtual is really about. So if you scroll down, because our magazine is set up from low to high. So in the Parade of Homes, homes start from the mid 200,000 and again go up to $3 million homes here in Brevard County. So we list them by the price from low to high. So
that's
if you click on Phil Keane,
okay.
So I can show you how the virtual.
And they're highlighted. So those who are listening, if you go to the Parade of Homes, I want to get the URL
the
right. Parade of Homes of Brevard.com. Parade of Homes Brevard. I'm sorry, there is no of. Parade of Homes Brevard.com /entries, and then you scroll down and they have some stars. They have they're designated, so you have the
so the showrooms are in the burgundy color,
or burgundy, right?
The yellow is the virtual entries,
exactly,
and then the stars are our showcase home and showcase community, and I'll hit a little bit on that after we finish this virtual entry. So now
we're hitting the oh my gosh, that's a gorgeous.
So
gorgeous
again,
home.
Phil Keane Design has this floor plan and model that is available. You can take a virtual tour of this if you scroll all the way down. Again, it has all the layout of the floor plans. It highlights several of the key features of the home. And then there's extra pictures in here. And
so it's got a slideshow for, you know, I'm trying to explain to the listeners. And the bottom page, I'm looking at a YouTube video. It's a virtual, it's like an illustration, like a, I don't want to say cartoon, but I think you get you know, some CGI, some computer-generated images.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a, and if I play the video, for all those watching the Facebook Live, they're able to see this now. And it zooms in kind of along the driveway. It does a pan across the front entryway and the garages. And then it also kind of gives you a little sneak peek into the courtyard, and it pans back into the entrance. This is really cool. So people can judge on the virtual as well.
Well, we don't typically judge our virtuals because the other thing is we do judge our model entries.
Okay.
We do judge. But we recognize our showrooms and our virtual entries.
Sure.
This year, I have to say, staying on the virtual track, we have a remodel virtual. By Beaumont Builders.
Cool.
And that's the first time, again, since I've been here at the HBCA, that we've had a remodel. And it is really cool. So if you go and look at their page, you'll see before and after photos. And for all of our models or our entries, builder entries, whether it's virtual, just a new construction, you know, call those builders, find out where they are, you know, because a lot of builders, they may be in showcasing the home in a particular area just for the parade, but they may have other areas within the community that they are also building in. So it's really to the benefit of the consumer to go out and who's interested, whether you're interested next week or if you're interested maybe in a year, you know, there's price points for everyone out there. And the builders, most of our builders here are, I call them all, if they're not custom, they're semi-custom builders.
Right. So even if you have time, you know, not everybody has 8 months or a year to wait for their home to be built. But if you do start a slab, then you really are able to take control of the whole look and feel of the home. Maybe not remove walls. I mean, they're going to be sticklers about the architectural design, but certainly you could pick the flooring. You could pick your countertops, most likely your cabinets, your kitchen cabinets and bathroom cabinets.
Front elevations, all of that.
Exterior paint, interior paint. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that you could choose. And for a lot of people, that, you know, that's enough. Now, if you're really a seasoned veteran of having a custom home built, then certainly consult with one of those fully custom builders. Because they will build. And I know Joyelle has done some really incredible stuff. Even Lifestyle and Holiday, they have more of a custom line. They have their signature line, but they also have a custom line when you could kind of sit down with them. So we do have some really talented folks here in Brevard County. And as you mentioned, you know, we have Adelaide, and we were starting to see different kinds of architecture there, mixed kind of architecture from contemporary, modern, you know, traditional
Duran,
stuff.
Elon right. the Duran.
Well, the modern at Duran is beautiful.
Yes.
It's all just modern, contemporary homes. Mm-hmm. Elon
nice,
builders.
Clean lines, colors. Yes.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They are gorgeous. I've toured and they're smart. And we actually saw a lot of smart features. In fact, I could do a whole episode on smart because I've been transitioning my 40-year-old townhome into a smart home. Yeah. So we have the Wi-Fi front door lock. I could unlock my door sitting here on my phone. I could change the color of my light bulbs. I got the Philips Hue light bulbs.
Nice.
I could dim them, and I could change the colors of them in several parts of the house. And it's just been brilliant. You know, so anytime you can do those little things for yourself and improve your home, make it more energy efficient, make it more smart, then certainly do that. And we're starting to see a lot more. In fact, there was a couple designs that we walked in yesterday, Suzanne, on tour, and they were just like, they were giving like demos on what you can do. Like, Alexa, play music. Alexa, dim lights. Alexa, open locks. And they were very proud of the smart technology that they're putting in homes. And for the consumer out there, if you are considering getting a home built, then certainly contact Suzanne. Of course, you could always call myself. I'll be more than happy to direct you to the right people, but certainly Suzanne, they have a showroom, or not, I shouldn't say a showroom, a reception area, but there you have all the pamphlets from all the members. Mm. You have catalogs of what, you know, some of the members have done. I know you can see there, and at minimum business cards, and start the adventure.
Yes.
That home building adventure. They will build on scatter lots. Some floor plans need more than a conventional quarter acre lot. So if you're looking for a custom home, fear not. They are doing, I think one of the builders was doing up to a 16,000 foot home, you know, off Tropical Trail. I mean, they're not afraid to do really anything. I think that was Joelle. I want to give them a shout out because, in my opinion, they have a very sexy home out there in Vieira and the Addison Village part of Vieira and Valencia subdivision. We were there yesterday. It was one of the last homes we were at, and it was just gorgeous.
Fabulous. That is also going to be the location for our kickoff celebration.
Yes.
Which will be tomorrow evening, starting around 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So, which is, again, one of the events that is part of our annual Parade of Home. So, yes, it should be a lot of fun.
So, let's get into that, because I know we're already kind of at the 40th minute. Can you believe
no,
it?
No, I can't.
My goodness. Okay, so there's so much to go on.
Yeah.
Real quick, yes, we are having, and that's where the judges are going to be.
Correct. Tomorrow morning, will be our judges will be in. We have 12 judges. I think 11 of those judges are out of area.
Okay.
Meaning that they are coming, they're driving in to Brevard County from other building associations here in Florida. So we try to support each other. We go and do Volusia. We've been down to Naples, and we've been over to Orlando and helped judge them. So they send us folks as well. So we're excited about that. That'll happen tomorrow morning. The judges will go around and do their judging. And then tomorrow evening, we will have our kickoff celebration. It's just a fun evening to thank all of our entries, our builders, our craftsmen, our showrooms, to thank our great sponsors. And I do want to do a couple shout outs.
Yes, certainly. Go
to,
for it.
Our signature sponsor for the second year in a row is Twin Rivers Insurance.
Yay,
so special shout out to Cindy Wooten, the owner there. And also our president, Michelle Maslin, is also works for Twin Rivers. Our award sponsor this year, again, second or third year in a row, is Florida City Gas. So thank you, Florida City Gas, for your continued support. This year we added, we called it official realtor sponsor, and that is FLA Properties, and Crystal Canina is one of our members, been a member since I've been at the HBCA, also on our committee. So we thank FLA Properties. We also have dinner sponsors. So just real quick, I'm going to run down through so I can get everybody in here. BB&T Home Mortgage, Sherman Williams, ODC Builds, Palladio Homes, Caprita and, Appliance and Air Conditioning, along with Samsung. We have our Toast sponsor is Shelter Mortgage Company. Great shout out to
Brian.
Them, Shelter. Natasha is our Natasha Spencer is has been a member with us for what, 15, 20 years, I think it is.
Long time sponsors.
Natasha's also our second vice president on the board of directors. Our beautiful website that we have and is maintained by our members over at Blue Tangerine. So if you have
great
any website or work that you need done,
sure,
look them up. And then we have a bunch of hors d'oeuvre sponsors. Adams Homes, which is a new member to our HBA.
Well, welcome.
Brevard Lumber, Central Florida Trust, Florida Today, Ground Professionals, Pays Electric, Guaranteed Rate Affinity, the Space Coast Realtors has sponsored us. Thank
Yay.
You so much, Leah. The Spike Club, the HBCA Spike Club, which is a membership component of our and retention component of our association, Homes by Town, and U.S. Bank. So without our without the generosity of our sponsors, without the time and talent of our judges, it would be very hard for us to put all this together. And I have to give a quick shout out to our past three-time president, Corey Lancaster, who is also our parade judge from Harlan Properties. And thank him for his time and direction and everything to help us put on our annual Parade of Homes.
Very cool. So, you know, because so many people come together for this magnificent, and I'll tell you what, you know, it's a very highly anticipated event. Everybody really, really loves it. I think the community embraces it. And if you're just looking for, if you're not willing, you know, ready to buy or build, just go out and see what's going on. See what these builders are coming up with. Look at the range of products. I mean, not only the appliances, not only the smart home features, but there's also green home features, features that will save you money. Maybe there's some things that will inspire you to retrofit your home. maybe get that new roof or that pool you've wanted, whatever it is. But have a look and just kind of do some virtual shopping. And speaking of virtual shopping, I took a lot of pictures on Instagram. I was blown away by some of the very, very cool newer concepts. Mm. And that gets me to one of my last points. Actually, not my very last point. But they make these models look so gorgeous.
Yep.
And you know you would take it as it is. Like, you just want, like, just everybody leave. Let me sign a check, right, in an ideal circumstance. But they make these models to be so gorgeous. And they're actually awarded. And we're going to go through some of the different ways or different awards that are being given based on floor plan and styling and so forth. They award on different categories. That's what I was getting at. But wouldn't it be cool if the builders could just leave the model as it is, or if you build a home, let them stage it like the model was? Because I know people fall in love with the model, and I've worked with, you know, buyers who have seen something built. They're like, oh, well, now that it's just blank walls and a blank floor, like, how do I make it look like the model that we fell in love with? And so there's always that kind of, well, you know, you got to use your imagination and stuff like that. But for some consumers, they just really love those models. Like, they fall in love with the decorations, the boys' room, the girls' room, you know, the master suite, exactly as it is. It's so hard. Can we? Do you think some builders would let us buy, like, everything, like, have it furnished? Do you think that would be a concept maybe in the future?
Absolutely.
Very
cool.
It's
already now. If you see a model,
right,
and you want everything that's in there,
mm-hmm.
or say you want that, you like that floor plan,
right,
and you want the living room and maybe one of the bedrooms, mm-hmm. or the kitchen, you can find out who went in and
did the
staging and decorated,
right.
That all of that's available. And the builders do buyback programs. So
right.
You could buy that model. And basically it's the builders paying you to keep that model open for a certain period of time. And then, you
right.
know, once that's over, then you take occupation of that particular home, which is yours.
Sometimes it appreciates.
That always happens as well. And
yeah.
The other thing is, whether it's new construction, mm-hmm. or you're buying a home that is, you know, been on the market for, or a home, a pre-existing home,
right.
You always go in, how will I make this house a home?
Mm-hmm.
So not only, you know,
sure.
your furnishings, but is this, you just kind of know when you go in,
yes.
if it's for you or not. And I have to give a shout out to my showrooms, Caprita,
mm-hmm.
Classic Wood Flooring.
Yes.
And ProSource Wholesale. Please go visit them. They have just about anything you need to either upgrade your home, or those high-end to mm-hmm. medium-grade type products that are state-of-the-art, that are cutting-edge,
right.
that's the latest, you know, to put you in the know. So when your friends and your family come over,
mm-hmm.
they're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, to give you that wow factor. That's really what it's all about.
And to be honest, the builders use a lot of these contractors as well. So if you love like the foyer floor, because, you know, a lot of them will make that foyer like a really presentable standout kind of thing, maybe with a chandelier and some kind of mosaic, you know, cool tile or some kind of feature. If you're ever walking into a model or a custom home and you're like, I just want that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most likely they got it done by somebody else. And Classic Wood Flooring, they treated us very well too. We stopped by there. They treat us very well. And they don't, it's not just floors.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for floors, it is hardwood. It is laminate. They have some vinyl product. They have some porcelain tile product. But they also have backsplash, like all that really cool, sexy glass.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, they had all kinds of examples of that. They even had bathroom tile for the walls.
Yep.
So there's a lot more that Classic Wood flooring does than just wood floors.
Yes.
Like they do all flooring. It's,
even with
it's pretty
Caprita appliance, they do
right.
air conditioning. So
right.
you know, so again, you have to go out I encourage everybody to please go out, plan your trip. Right. I do want to give a shout out to our showcase home, mm-hmm. and that is DePrima Custom Homes. And yes. Mr. Joe DePrima, who's been a longtime icon and member, just like Paul Joel, but yes. both of them, longtime HBCA members
Class
and
X.
Supporters
yes.
of our industry. And supporters of our community here in Brevard County. But again, St. Andrew's Manor, Villa De Luca, yes. is the showcase home. Please stop by and see that. Again, Lifestyle Home, Jordan Lund, Joel Homes, Paul Joel in Addison, in Valencia and Addison yes. Village is our showcase community. Please stop by, visit them, and all of the other entries. Vieira Builders has six entries, beautiful homes that they've entered into the parade this year. I hate to start naming off people because I don't want to miss anybody. But
it's okay.
Again, there's a lot to be said.
Yes,
and again, like I said, there's price points from everyone. For everybody out there,
right.
Go out, check out, find out what's the latest and greatest in home residential home building.
And to that point, I will tell you that Adams Home and the Avtec Homes,
mm-hmm. KB Home, mm-hmm,
yeah,
as well,
yeah, KB in Palm Bay, they have some beautiful models. You're welcome to just walk right in. They're right off Emerson, and they're just about in a line. It's like Builder
there's
row.
About six down there.
Yeah.
Palladio, Avtec, Adams, I think KB's down there. Holiday has a couple models
yep.
down there as well.
Exactly.
I know Palladio we stopped by, and you were talking earlier, Jesse, about
yes.
the smart homes.
Yes.
And they're featuring in their homes a smart home component, which was really, really interesting yesterday.
Yeah.
And then moving forward north, you know, you have Vintage Estate Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Vieira, Joel, Lifestyle. Who am I missing? Homes by Town.
Homes by Town, yes. That's the one in Titusville.
Yes. The,
yes.
One, the beautiful homes.
And I wasn't familiar with that builder. So, you know, this does expose you to more product. I highly, yeah. So after having gone on the bus, and we spent, it was, let's see, we met up at like 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the bus by a little bit after 8, and we didn't get back till a little bit after 5:00. And so it was an all-day thing. But we did 14 homes. I'm sorry, not homes, entries, because we did visit classic wood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So we did see the one non-model entry. But we were on off the bus. It was a lot of fun. And again, if you're not going down to South County to Palm Bay often, you got to check out some of these new homes.
Yeah.
If you're not going up to Titusville and checking out some of those subdivisions that are going up and some of those different builders, you got to check it out.
Yeah.
You just got to see. You have to see what's coming out there in the marketplace, because it will inspire you. You know, it may inspire you to move, or it may inspire you to build. And in that case, you know, this is the right time, because everybody has their doors wide open. Now, before we run out of time, because we're already got...
And I want to shout out one
okay,
couple
one
more
mo-
things,
because okay.
I want to make sure I get everybody in here.
Yes.
I don't want to leave any of my members out. MAI Design Build is
uh-huh.
downtown Malvern area. They
yes.
have some beautiful townhouses over there. Miranda Homes has a place out over in Merritt Island.
Yes, we were at Miranda yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice model, very sweet sales staff, I might add. They had some more mimosa for us, but that's off Hall Road. If you guys are looking to find that one,
another longtime builder here in Brevard County is Monarch Homes.
Monarch, they did
the
very well yesterday.
Family,
yeah.
Yes, they've been here for a long time. And then let's see, don't forget our higher end, along with Lifestyle, Joel, Elon Builders, Arthur Ruttenberg, and Christopher Burton over at Adelaide. And I think...
Yeah, and that community is building up pretty good. Every time
is.
I go there, I see another wall erected, another driveway or slab put in. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think we hit everybody.
Great.
And if there is anybody I've missed, please, please go and check out our website. Stop right. by our office to pick up. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at our at the office, or you can stop by. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions that we can. And I will I'll add one more thing
sure.
to wrap everything up as we do with our Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
We have our a week from today.
Yes.
5:30 Hilton Rialto. We will have our awards celebration. And that again, it's the biggest, it's the largest gathering of the residential building industry in Brevard County.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see all of these individuals that put these homes together, they're going to be there that night. So I encourage everybody to come out. Sims Builders, that again usually has a home in our parade but didn't
right.
have a model ready. There's some other ones out there too that
sure.
that did not have any models ready but are staples in our community.
Right.
Sims is for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be starting it off with a bourbon tasting and just a networking happy hour.
Well, now I got to go.
And then we will, around 6:30, mm-hmm. move into our dinner and our award celebration.
Very cool.
We will end it, too, with the dancing. So come on out and let's have some fun.
I love it. There you go. Everybody's invited. How much for members? How much for non-members?
Members, $50. Mm-hmm. Non-members, $60.
Well, that's not horrible for a fun night. You had me at whiskey tasting, so
okay.
yeah. Anytime someone says bourbon tasting, I'm like, oh, that's dangerous. We watch out. So let's get back to what the awards dinner does. On what categories are these judges awarding?
They are judged on every aspect of that home.
Right.
So from the appeal, the curb appeal,
mm-hmm.
to the architectural design and the
sure.
inside. And that's why we bring in industry experts
right.
that know what they're looking at, other mm. builder members, other designers, architects that
gotcha.
Come and they know the industry.
Mm.
They know what to look for. So it runs, you know, the best layout of the kitchen. How is the floor plan? You know,
right.
best use of space, and so they have a specific set of criteria
right.
that the judges judge from.
Gotcha.
The judges will, for each house that that they visit, they mm-hmm. will give out a best feature award that
mm-hmm.
that. Set of judges agrees upon. So again, I encourage everyone, please take a couple hours, go visit some of the homes, check out those best features, see if you agree with what the judges have chosen as well.
That's right.
So also when you're there, make sure you fill out there'll be survey cards.
Okay.
And those are really important to us, at, the members and the committee and myself.
Sure.
So we can get that feedback from you so that we can continue to bring this event and make it even bigger and better. We will raffle from all of those survey cards.
Right.
Three minimum $100 gift cards.
Wow.
So make sure when you're there. Ask the sales folks, if you don't see them, ask them, where are the survey cards? Fill out a survey card. And then after the parade, we will raffle those off and we'll publish it and call in the winners.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Easy to participate, it sounds like.
Yes.
A lot of fun, it sounds like.
Self-guided tour. Do
yep.
it on your own. Go out 16th through the 24th.
And you could find the whole list, again, all the entries, at ParadeOfHomesBrevard.com. That's ParadeOfHomesBrevard.com. And, wow, that hour just blew by. There was so much to go on.
There's still a lot to talk about, about the association in general. But this was fantastic. Thank you, Jesse.
Well, of course. It's been a long time coming. But we knew that we had to time it with the Parade of Homes. So that's why
Perfect.
We made this show happen the way and how it happened. So we could talk about something that's very, very important, because it's not just to celebrate the builders. It's to celebrate our community.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people to go out there, get some inspiration with their own home. Or again, maybe just be inspired to build something of your dreams. And we're going to have the builders out there. I mean, this is like one of the many times that you can go out and shake a builder's hand and say, this is my thought, and you're going to, and they're going to give you time. You know, there's going to be salespeople there to help you mm-hmm. with whatever concept you have. And so you kind of build on the inspiration from whatever's existing. Maybe it is a Sims home, or maybe it's a Joyal home or a Deprima. And you could say, wow, I love this from this builder. I love, you know, a little bit of this from this builder. And you're going to be able to find that you can put all your favorite parts into one home. But you just got to consult with one of these great builders in our area. And you're going to be able to get the home of your dreams. And now's a time, because now their doors are wide open. They're expecting you. You're not going to bother anybody, you know. And not only that, but you have a chance to win some money as well. So that's very cool. And with that, any last words before I let you go? Because you are a very busy woman. I know you have a Sam Tram out there somewhere.
Yes.
Hopefully they're not lost or pulled over for their antics.
Not at all.
No, I know.
Now, again, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come in and share our annual event with the community. And looking forward to maybe coming back and just talking about the HBCA in general. There's a lot going on outside of this that we do that to support not only our members, but also to support the community. So check out our website at hbca-brevard.org. And for any of our upcoming events, and love to see you all there, and look forward to seeing the community hit those models, hit those showrooms over the next couple of weekends and next couple of weeks.
So I am going to be at the award dinner mm-hmm. next week, but I'm also going to be there tomorrow night. But it's going to be after I have a golf tournament with the Salvation Army. So
very good.
So I'll be coming to my hopefully not too soiled golf clothes. Hopefully I'll be presentable. But either way, I think it's going to be a great time.
Yes.
And 16th through the 24th, remember, 16th through 24th, this Saturday, you can start. You don't need a magazine, but the HBCA on Nogale, the office there, does have the magazine, and it gives you all the inside mm-hmm. scoop. So that's a very valuable resource. But again, they also have a Parade of Homes Brevard.com website where you can go, and it has a virtual map. So if you want to just take it with you on your phone, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a responsive website since Blue Tangerine is behind it. So they should.
Correct.
So if you know, so it'll load on your mobile device just fine if that's what you want to use. But the glossy magazine that Space Coast business and marketing, that what they did for you guys is very, very beautiful. So
yes.
Thank you guys for that too.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. A lot of people to thank. There, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to put on a Parade of Homes and to do something as well organized as this. And I got to hand it to Suzanne and everybody at HBCA. You really made us feel like home.
Good.
You really made us feel like, you know, we were just the rock stars that some of us think we are, including myself. No,
and again, it truly is the community coming together. We can't do things without you all, and you all can't do things without us. We're all in it together, so we have to work together.
What do they call it? The symbiosis, symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
So yeah, I love one of my most favorite things, and then we'll chime on out, is to give that homeowner all these choices.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many choices here. And so thank you to all the members of the HBCA, all the great builders, all the great contractors, and then all of course, all of the, sideline or auxiliary members, but those people who, you know, we couldn't do without them either. The,
exactly.
the financing companies, the title companies, and all those parts that also make, you know,
and all the trades.
Buying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without the trades, the homes wouldn't go up as well.
Exactly. So we you know, not everybody can buy with cash, and certainly, you know, everybody wants to take title. So that's why we need some of those other great partners. And of course, insure your brand new home. So, you know, again, big shout out to Twin Rivers Heritage and the guaranteed rate. Shelley, you guys are so cool. It was so much fun yesterday.
Yeah.
I came home and passed out. I was so exhausted.
Really? There's three new sponsors on today's
bus.
Yes.
Yeah, who's
BB&T,
on? Okay.
Susan. Aurora Title.
Aurora, okay.
Debbie from Aurora Title, and Miriam from Allstate. insurance.
Cool. Yes. Where do you think they are right now?
I can tell you.
Can you tell me?
Yes, I can. They're texting me as I'm here.
Oh, cool.
They just left Caprita Appliance,
oh,
where
cool.
they had lunch today.
Yay.
Yeah,
thank you, Caprita.
Yes, thank you, Kevin, Brian, and Lydell over at Caprita for hosting our lunch for our realtor, Sam Tram Bus Tour.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I really hope they're having a great time like we did yesterday. And again, to the public that are listening, make sure you get out there, have some fun. And to all the other agents and industry insiders out there, make sure you guys get out there. We'll see you at the gala. And Suzanne, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
Thank you, Jesse.
Of course. My
have
pleasure.
Have a great day.
Until next time, Business Elite Brevard Edition with your host, Jesse Hall. We'll come at you bringing some more of the Space Coast top talents from executive leadership and influencing positions. So with that, please share this podcast, invite your friends, and listen often. Take care, guys.